from three great decades. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up, it's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned, back in Florida. With my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. You did a great job last week.
Oh, you're sweet, but I'm never doing it again.
Did you know who they do you know who they interviewed last week?
Who?
Me. I called in from New York.
That's awesome.
It was fun.
No, it was good, and I only do it for Linda if she has someone I really like on the show.
Okay, so. Becky, remember that.
Oh, I'm going to remember that.
Sorry.
Thanks,
Lynn. To you.
And with us, we have our good friend Becky Moultrie from Assisting Hands. So glad you're here today.
It's a happy day in Florida. It's Easter weekend.
No, and you got to hug Lynn.
Yeah, I did. I was so excited to be here this morning and get to hug Lynn.
It's good. We need to get our hugging back.
I missed the memo with the blue shirts.
Oh. Yeah, I was really glad when I was in New York, I got to get Palm.
You did?
Yeah, because there's a lot of churches in New York, thank God. Yeah. They weren't really open, but they had like little tables outside. And there was a man there with like razor blades, like my dad making palm crosses.
That's what they used to give us.
We did it. There's a YouTube video on how to do it. So we came home after church. Everybody got their palms at church, got them on the way in. We blessed them, held them up and blessed them. And we came home after church, and the kids learned how to make the little palm crosses.
Yeah, well, you see some of them, you like braid them or whatever,
oh, yeah.
They, you know.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
You can learn anything on YouTube, Linda.
Anything on YouTube. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Even learn about Linda.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm going to have a new podcast starting April 13th.
Nice.
I didn't tell you about this yet. Connecting Caregivers presents candid conversations with whoever I want to talk to.
I love it.
Because, you know, the show is only 1 hour a week.
Well, how long is that going to be?
It'll be probably a half hour or 45 minutes every week. It'll be every Tuesday. I'll be interviewing different people from all walks of life.
So the same day is the tip.
Same day as the tip. I'm trying to schedule it. So what I'm doing.
I like the tips.
Did you see on Facebook those teddy bears that were made for me, Becky?
I did.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
Oh, my God. They're so beautiful. So teddy bears were made for me by volunteers at Seasons Hospice out of my husband's shirts. So one for me, one for Nicole, and one for Skylar. And the one for Skylar is the shirt he wore to her wedding.
I loved that. And it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful and so tender.
So I contact hospice, and I want to write a thank you note to the lady that made the bears. A 12-year-old girl made those bears with her grandma.
And matched plaid.
Oh, I mean the plaid and everything.
I mean, that's not easy.
So she did it with her grandmother.
Yes, so I'm hoping she will be a guest, one of the first guests on my new podcast.
Absolutely.
Isn't that fact? And it just gives you, I tell you, I got goosebumps just thinking, it gives you the hope for the future, for our future, for the kids, for the, you know, oh my goodness.
What a great time for them to spend together and to learn that skill and to pass that tradition on from one generation to the next.
And for such a wonderful purpose. You know that you're making these bears for people, how much it's going to mean to them. And
she's teaching her empathy and compassion.
Yes.
And love.
Yes. So those are the kind of guests I want to have on the new podcast.
Yeah.
The first one's going to be about genealogy, because I met a cousin. Her dad and my mom, and her mom and my dad were cousins. And she lives in St. Pete. So I met her a while back. And then one day she invited me over her house, because she retired, so she's doing the genealogy a lot now. And she goes, I have some pictures here. Do you know who these people are? That's me, I said. And that's my sister.
Was that the Easter picture that you posted on Facebook?
No, that was a different one.
Oh,
okay. But really, I mean, there were some pictures that were, I had those pictures. Like, you have those certain pictures that everybody has. And then there was other pictures I never saw before. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And one of your cousins posted the one that you did only in color.
No, somebody on Facebook just made that in color.
Oh, I
just
wonder how it became
that black
in
and white
color.
Picture, they just turned it in color. And I go, I don't even know who the person is. And I said, how did you do that? And he told me some app. And it was like
They made it.
How did they know our color shirts we had? I don't know.
So there's someone else you could have on the show.
Oh, I know. That's why I have to start a second podcast.
But I was shocked when I saw it colorized, but I didn't realize that it was just...
So interesting. So interesting. So, yeah, so that's going to be fun. And then starting May 1st, I'll be releasing my caregiver meditations.
I love the spiritual side is so important for us when we're caregiving.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you can be a caregiver without it.
I agree.
If a caregiver could wake up in the morning just a few minutes earlier and before they get out of bed, just flick on the meditation, say some prayers, breathe a little bit, drink a bottle of water, your day would start out so much better.
Absolutely.
You know, and just give yourself a little time in the afternoon. I've been thinking about this more and more with caregivers. You need a caregiver needs a sacred space. Whether it's my sacred space is my white chair in my bedroom where I do my Tuesday tips and everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody's got their living room chair or their chair out in the night.
Mine was always the bathroom because I could lock the door.
I agree. It's mine too.
Right?
I have my half hour in the bathroom. The kids know not to bother mommy in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I really think caregivers find that sacred space for yourself, and for some people, a sacred space might be just taking a walk. It's not actual a chair. It's somewhere that you feel good. It's somewhere where you can connect.
Right. It can even just be step out on the front porch and take a deep breath and breathe.
Yeah.
Or go play with the bees.
Yes, that's what I did this morning.
Oh, Becca, you're brave.
Oh, trust me, I had a suit on, Lynn.
And a can of smoke. And the bees aren't out there to hurt you.
No, and luckily it was cold this morning, so they were slow. They're a little bit slower when it's cold.
Have you ever got stung?
Yes, I got stung last week on the foot. It hurt and itched for 5 days.
No way.
I got stung as a kid.
I cursed that girl all week long.
Yeah, that wasn't a good bee.
No, she was a bad, bad bee.
How'd you know it was a girl?
Because the boys don't have stingers.
Did you know that? See, you should come to my Kiwanis meeting. I learned all about this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, just the girls have stingers. They're the workers. They're the ones that do all the work.
It's just Amy's life. It's just a mirror.
It is.
So we have some new listeners this week we forgot to announce. We have Shannon from St. Pete and Sylvia from Zephyr Hills, and Jeanette from New York City.
Welcome, ladies.
Yes, welcome. We always have plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table, wherever that table is, whoever we're interviewing or chatting with, because we're here to help the caregivers. I just came back from New York, visited my brother. My brother has Parkinson's, and my sister-in-law said to me right before I left, I feel like you saved my life. You know, somebody just needs somebody to come for a couple of days sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, people say, I don't know what to do. So you go there. When you go there, you know what to do. So like when I went there, she really didn't have to do nothing. Okay?
You even did the laundry.
Yes, I did a lot of laundry down in the laundry room. I learned how to use cards for machines and all sorts of
stuff.
What
a gift. You gave your time and your love.
Well, you know, she said, I could go to work and nobody's going to call me. Because my brother calls a lot. So, because I was right there.
20 times a day.
Yeah.
Oh, and, God bless him.
Yeah. And you know, she didn't have to get anything for him. I could get whatever he needed. And I was a little disappointed because I rented a scooter around and we never used it. He was just too freaked out about
it. I'm just not sure he's up to it.
Yeah, I think it was just...
not time.
Yeah. I think we
everything takes time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could...
And it was windy and cold out. If it was... Like, the one day I was there, it was 70 and beautiful. I think I might have got him out that day.
When you first got there...
Yeah, but then it was windy and cold and whatever, but I don't know. We're working on it. But really, just go and just help the caregiver. Don't say you don't know what to do. What you can do is you can do a little bit of laundry, or you can do a little food shopping, or you can just sit and talk with the person. Just sit and talk with the person so the other person has time to go take a nap or go breathe.
Right.
Or do whatever.
Well, you probably made lunch, and when he needed a drink, you could bring him something.
Yeah, or I could get him whatever he wanted.
Exactly.
You know, change his shirt or whatever. And she did the one night I was there. She went, because her birthday's today. Happy birthday, Kathy.
Yes, happy birthday, Kathy.
She went out to dinner with some girls from work. Celebrated her birthday.
Much fun.
So she hasn't done that in like 2 years. So, two shots of tequila, she said. I said, come home, baby. You just can go right to sleep, and you don't have to worry about anything for the rest of the night.
Absolutely.
So, but really, it really, made me more aware. God always has this way of putting me in my big mouth where I need to be. Because, you know,
he blessed you with that, didn't
yes,
he?
Because you're out there doing stuff, and then, you know, I've been out of the caregiving experience for a little while here.
Not too long.
But just to be back and realize that everybody's got a different journey. You know, it's just like you meet one person with Alzheimer's, you met one person with Alzheimer's. You meet one person with Parkinson's, you met one person with Parkinson's.
Yeah. They're each a snowflake. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk with you about today is that, you know, in home care, I had a family who's facing a Parkinson's diagnosis that I was with this past week in St. Pete. And they said, well, tell us about your typical client. And I kind of laughed and I said, there isn't a typical client.
Right.
Every family's journey, every family's experience is unique. And so that's why in every case we create a customized plan for that family.
Exactly.
And it adapts and changes and evolves.
Exactly.
As their journey changes and evolves.
And that's so important because people don't think, they think, okay, we're going to get this done today and we're going to have someone come in and help with that and then everything's going to be groovy.
Yeah.
For a while and then things change. Things just change with the prognosis. Things just change, you know, with failure. Sometimes things change for the better. I just had a friend of mine just graduated from hospice.
Yeah, it happens.
You know,
we see it all the time.
He's off his oxygen. He was on oxygen 24/7 when I met him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miracles happen.
Yeah, so it is. And talk to our listeners a little bit about, you're a home healthcare company. A lot of people don't even know what they are.
Right.
Which is very, you know, you'd think, oh, everybody knows. No, not everybody knows. I didn't know. I didn't even find out what anything was until my mother fell and got hurt, and then we needed a skilled company.
Right.
But I didn't know what it was or what anything. But I want to explain to our listeners what you do.
Okay. So at Assisting Hands, we're a personal care agency. So we're a home health agency that can assist with anything from companionship, just giving the partner a break, to helping with bathing, helping with if somebody needs assistance getting to the bathroom, we can help with that. But we have home health aides and certified nursing assistants that are licensed and insured under us. We're licensed under the state of Florida.
So important.
We carry insurance on the business,
right,
on the caregivers. We carry workers' comp insurance on the caregivers. So God forbid if she slips and falls or she pulls her back helping a client get up out of a chair, it's under our insurance.
Right.
We
people
have
don't
that protection.
That.
Right. So, you know, if you're having somebody in your house and you're worried like, oh gosh, I don't want to have somebody in my house. What if they fall? What if they hurt themselves?
Right. Am I going to get sued?
Right. No, you're not, because it comes back on us. We background screen.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah. We make sure that somebody safe is coming into your home. So here in Florida, the state of Florida and ACA, the Agency for Healthcare Administration, our caregivers have to be registered with the state. So they have a level 2 background screen, which means they've had an FBI fingerprint.
Right.
And they've had a Florida Department of Law Enforcement screening. So, and then they're registered on our roster. So God forbid if they go do something, somebody does something stupid and they get arrested for it, we get flagged immediately.
Right.
And we know if something happens to somebody and they go down a wrong path. But
you know, years ago I used to have a Molly Mae franchise, residential home cleaning, same thing.
Right.
They're going in people's houses. They, you know, you have to be protected. And most of the times nothing bad happens because those people aren't going to go work for you and go through that if they're a bad person.
Exactly.
They're going to try to get that little person that doesn't have anybody and say, oh, I'm your neighbor, I can come and do some stuff for you.
Exactly.
And
those, you know, the unscrupulous ones very rarely work for a reputable licensed
company.
Agency, because that's not what they're looking for.
Right.
They know they'll be tagged.
Right.
So.
And today there's cameras everywhere and everything else.
Exactly.
And, you know.
I encourage families. I say, you know, if you want to have cameras in the house, absolutely do it. I tell my caregivers at any given time, you may be on camera, and that's okay. It's for your protection, and it's for the loved one's protection there. So,
well, people say to me, you got Alexa in your bedroom, Linda. Do you think she's watching you all the time? You know what? Everybody's watching me. Let them watch.
Right.
I'm not doing nothing. Maybe I'll get another speaking engagement.
At the end of the day, God's watching us all. So, exactly. And that's what I tell my caregivers. You know, we do good with love, and God is love, and we're a Christian-owned organization. And at the end of the day, I may be CEO, according to SunBiz, in the state of Florida.
Right.
But he's my CEO. He watches over me. He watches over our business. And he's watching over all my employees.
Yeah.
And that's who we are and what we do.
Well, you know what? We were talking a little bit about the show. I don't know how caregivers get through their journey without faith.
Yeah. And hope.
And hope.
Hope. Faith, hope, and love. Those are the only things that we get from God. We can't create those ourselves.
Right.
So we have to turn in every day and ask for that hope, ask for that additional guidance that we need so that we can journey through the day, because we cannot do it on our own.
No.
And that's
been proven many times before.
Right. And that's why God gives us different people that come into our lives. Just like you went to New York and were there for your brother and sister-in-law, God sent you there to be part of their journey and help them, because their path was getting, you know,
wobbly.
Rocky,
yeah.
As it does in a Parkinson's journey.
Well, you know what? Every morning when I go out on my dock and I say my prayer, like, oh, tell me what to do today, because I don't have a clue. You know, just lead me. And then my life is very serendipitous. I always get led places that I'm supposed to be. And then not always do I know it at that moment, but
it happens.
Even the tough ones.
Yeah.
Because then the tough one makes you a more compassionate person. The tough one makes you a more understanding person. The tough one makes you show other people, like, I made it through it, so can you.
Right. Sometimes we got to be whittled down a little bit. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's part of what we do with our journey with our families is, you know, we may come in and help with cleaning or laundry.
I think that bathing is the best one. That was the hardest for me with my husband. He would not bathe. I did it yesterday. I did it, and the girl came in, and he went, okay, let's go.
Exactly, because she's a professional, and he thinks, oh, okay, well, the nurse is here. And a lot of them
and
think...
And I like that.
Yeah, and a lot of them think my caregiver's the nurse. They're not. They're the nursing assistant. Yeah,
right.
But, you know, if they want to think it's their personal, private nurse coming in, great.
That's just fine.
If that's what helps get Dad in the shower today.
Oh, please, yeah.
Yeah,
that was
really
important.
And sometimes it's not even so much for Dad. It could be for you. I might be able to do a lot for Dad. I might be able to do a lot for my brother, but I don't know if I want to bathe my brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't mind doing the laundry. I don't mind, but I don't know. If I had to, of course I would do it.
Right.
But if I have a choice...
Right.
I need to take care of me as a caregiver, too, and do what I can do and know what I don't feel comfortable with.
You can do it for your husband and your daughter, probably.
But even in some cases, I mean, I'll have husbands and wives that they're very modest around each other.
Yeah.
We don't see each other when we're showering. We don't see each other in the
bathroom. Well, you remember, we talked about a couple weeks ago. Did you ever see your mom in a bra and underwear? No, not until they were really sick.
I wasn't sure she wore it.
But no, you never saw your parents in their underwear.
My parents would be in their hundreds now, so that's a long time ago.
It's a different generation.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A little more modest.
Yeah, there's a modesty there. So, you know, the meal preparation is the other thing. I'm sure when you were up there, you were helping make lunch for your brother because he couldn't get up and do it. With Parkinson's, you get to that frozen point.
And then you don't eat.
Exactly. And they start to lose weight. Your mental clarity isn't there if you're not getting hydration and food and sleep.
Right.
Your mental clarity goes if you're healthy or if you have some kind of medical disability. Mm-hmm. So it's so important for somebody to be eating on a regular basis. So we'll go in and help with meal preparation. Anything as simple as making a sandwich, let's make a fried egg, let's make pancakes for breakfast.
Right.
No, my husband Entenmann did all his cooking.
Well, and sometimes it's as simple as somebody, taking it out of the fridge.
Donut and coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was diabetic though, so...
But you'll find many times people they won't eat for you, but they'll eat for people that come in to help them.
Yeah,
right.
Because
right.
Mom can be a little stubborn with you if she wants to.
Well, and the other thing I find is that Mom walks in the kitchen and she sees the plate sitting there in the sink. Now, that plate's from yesterday. So, but she thinks she ate today because she sees the plate in the sink.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I ate. Yeah, the plate's right there.
Yeah.
But she hasn't.
Right.
So if we can help make sure that she does get some food on her plate and a new fresh plate set right. out, we can help through that little mental block.
Well, my brother told me 5 different times. I already took my pills. I go, no, you didn't look in the box.
Yeah.
You know, because we had them lined up for the time and everything. So before I left, I set up Alexa. Well, he calls her Amazon because he would say Alexis, Alexa, whatever.
And you can change the name.
Yeah, so he did. He changed it to Amazon. It works for him.
Right.
So, you know, so she can remind him. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to do it all the time. It would be nice if somebody was there to really watch him do it.
To verbally and physically.
I think it's a start.
But do some people eat again because they didn't think they ate?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can
absolutely.
You gain weight too,
yeah.
through this
absolutely.
Process? So it's either, you know, which side we'd be on.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'd be chunking it up.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Me too. No, it's true. It's a,
it could be the other
one
way.
One extreme or the other. Mm-hmm. One extreme or the other.
Yes.
Yeah. But right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners. So
do.
Don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
And think about the people that are listening right now that may not be a caregiver, they're just a friend of a caregiver. Just go and do something for them. They're not going to ask, right, Beck?
Right.
I mean, no. My sister-in-law, the only reason I decided to go there is I got a message to say, I'm crying. Well, that meant to me. Did you break your ears or something, Lynn?
No, I'm hearing you. I'm not hearing through here. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
I don't know. So I just decided I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going. This is what we need to do. And you must see this all every day with caregivers.
We do. We do. And sometimes the individual, I'm thinking of a gentleman this week who his partner is in the hospital. And he's devastated. He's lonely. And he doesn't understand why all these people are coming by and why he needs help yet. He can't turn on the TV. He can't quite figure out the remote.
Right.
And he doesn't know how to use his phone because his partner always did it. And his partner was the one who, picked what meals they were going to have each day. So he's like a little lost child. He doesn't think he needs help, but thank God for his neighbors that they've been popping in and seeing him. But the neighbors were also getting worn out, so they called us, and we've got a caregiver that's in there in the evening now because they were starting to feel overburdened, and it was becoming too much on them.
Yeah, and you don't want to alienate your neighbors that are trying to help you and everything.
Correct.
But I think sometimes the caregivers get in that groove of the neighbor helping them, and they think they're not really... They don't realize how much they're really going out of their way to help them. Maybe that's what it is.
And
absolutely.
The neighbors are older, too, a lot of the time.
Well, or working.
Right.
Or, you know, they have
families.
Their own jobs. And, you know, they're happy to come do it every once in a while.
Yeah. But not every day.
But when 3 weeks have passed and every day they're coming over and walking the dog for you.
Right.
It may become a lot. So, you know, that's where we come in as a home care company and we can walk the dog. That's something else we do.
Oh.
We'll scoop the kitty litter. You know, we'll feed the dog, we'll feed the cat. Make sure that the pets are there because pet therapy and having that pet right there with you
They're
is
better with
so
cats,
important.
Though, eh?
Well, we have some people that are cat people and some
I'm
people
not,
that are dogs
but,
people.
But I'm just thinking that to walk, I won't get a dog now because I figure that the dogs I like are small,
right?
And they live over 20 years. Well, if I live over 20 years, I don't want to live over 20, you know.
But you know what? That's where having a good vet in place who knows what your plan is. Because my mom right now, she is looking to get another dog. And she's got her name registered with different vet's office. Mm-hmm. So if there's another senior out there who can't take care of their dog anymore or they pass and the family's like, we don't know what to do, so we're going to take the dog to the vet or take it to the SPCA. She's an older person who doesn't want to get a new puppy.
Exactly. I'd love a new puppy, but...
Well, she would love to have a new puppy, but she also knows that she doesn't have
fair.
The stamina for... I don't have the stamina
for a new
puppy.
Right.
She's looking for that 10, 12-year-old dog that's going to live another 8 years that she could take care of. So that's what you got to, you know, you
that's
find
smart.
That. And there are seniors out there.
I can't
there.
Have one anyway.
Well, yeah. There are seniors out there that would love to have another dog, but they don't want to go through puppyhood.
Right.
So.
And there are people that just want to have another dog and they don't think they can because they can't walk them. or they want to have another cat and they don't think they can because they're too frail to clean the litter box right. or whatever. So please, you know, just by having someone to come in and help with the pet and letting the loved one be able to have their pet can make such a difference.
And the quality of life difference is just immense.
Yeah.
So, you know, our caregivers are dog walkers. They're yeah. kitty scoopers.
Well, they get to be like family.
They we play surrogate like daughter family. A lot.
Yes.
We do.
Yes, or granddaughter or whatever. You know, it's that kind of thing. Because you know, we all go back to faith. Caregivers, the best caregivers are faith-based.
Yes.
The best caregivers you find in churches and whatever, because they just have that whole different attitude.
Yeah, I love the ones that when we do our interview, we ask them, you know, why are you a caregiver? Why did you become a caregiver? And my favorite caregivers are the ones that took care of grandma.
Right.
Or took care of grandpa. Or you know, we helped auntie and my mom showed me how to take care of my granddad. And those are the best ones because I can't teach heart.
Right.
I can't teach love. It's got to be ingrained in the caregiver. But I can teach skills like how to do a proper transfer of somebody from a right. wheelchair to a toilet. I can teach somebody how to give a bed bath.
Right.
I can teach somebody how to cook a meal, but I can't teach love.
Right.
So we look for that ingrown, innate sense of caring in our caregivers.
Yeah, because that's the most important. And this is one of the most important jobs in the world.
Absolutely.
Do you have any males?
We do. We have a couple. It is a highly female-dominated right. industry.
But guys, you could do it.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we just oriented a new gentleman. He works at an assisted living during the week, and he wanted to pick up some extra hours overnights. So awesome young man. He's like 22 years old. He's tall. He's big. He has a huge heart for caregiving. And, we need more male caregivers.
Because I would think that some men would prefer to have a man watch them. You know,
absolutely.
Take them in the shower or whatever.
Right. And then I think there's men that just wouldn't think that that they're open to that career where they could be.
Well, sure. There's a lot of male nurses. You know, so maybe eventually.
Yeah. And some of my best male aides have been either in nursing school or I've got one who is pre-med.
Wow.
So, you know, and he's picking up some hours here and there.
But that's good because that's given him good on-hands experience, too.
Exactly. Exactly. It's given him an idea of what part of medicine does he want to go do.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing when you're in the classroom and then when you're really dealing with somebody.
Yeah, those clinicals. And even when you're doing clinicals, you're just observing other people. But when you get to actually sit and get hands-on experience, I think, oh my gosh, what good bedside manner is that going to give him as a doctor someday?
Because I've had a few doctors that horrible.
Yeah, they don't understand what the family is going through in the home. So if you can give somebody that experience. So if there are any caregivers out there, any professional
males.
Care providers that are in Pinellas County looking, we are absolutely always looking for good caregivers. Mm-hmm. You can find us on assistinghands.com/Pinellas and reach out to us.
And your phone number?
727-748-4211.
All right, so some guy's listening to this and he's taken care of grandma before.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, but I don't know how to do that like professionally.
We can teach you. Well, there are schools that do it. And we've worked closely with Southern Tech. It's a great CNA prep school over in Pinellas Park.
Okay.
And they have deals all the time on the internet. You can do some of your classes online. You go into the classroom, get some hands-on experience. And then once you come work for us, we have online training that we do. We use a great internet virtual education platform called In the Know. And it's awesome. And then you can use those as your continuing education credits.
Which is so important for them because we learn new things every single day.
Right. Lifelong learners.
You know, and just that's why the Tuesday tips go so good. You know, it's a 2-minute tip. Somebody goes, oh, I just learned that thing. I didn't know about that. Because I learn all the time tips from my caregivers and from just situations that nobody knew about before.
Yeah. We learn every day.
Something so simple. And
that's what's exciting in life.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
When I learn something new, I'm so happy.
I agree.
Yeah. And it's so great when a senior can learn something new too. Today there's technology for the senior. You know, and we're talking about having problems with the remote. There's a remote you can get at the Alzheimer's store. And I'm going to be talking about it in a couple of weeks, and it's only got like 5 buttons.
Wow!
So that's like what your guy needs.
And then they even have one that you can. That one has, I think, on and off and you know, change the channel and change the volume. But change the channel, you got to go through them. There's another one that's just for a few bucks more, and you can just program their channels.
So you can have your favorites. Right. Just like you do on the radio. You got right. Favorite 1, 2, 3, yes. 4, 5. Exactly. You can have those buttons.
So that's what they do.
You know, what's he want to watch? The news, sports, right. Weather.
Right.
But that's important. That would be good for that man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It would be good for a lot of people. Because I get confused with all those buttons sometimes. It's like, and then I push one by accident and something happens, and I'm like, Tommy!
I know. My family's got the smart TV, the Roku, the TiVo. I'm like, which remote do I use? They're like, oh, Mom.
I know, it's fun, amazing how the kids, it's like, it's nothing, because that's the way they were brought up.
They were born with a mouse in their hand.
Yeah. A tablet. They were born looking at a tablet.
I had trouble last week with that screen because I use an iPad, and then when I do use my computer, I use the pad on the thing.
We never press go live.
Oh, no.
It's on YouTube.
That's okay.
Oh, are we live now? Oh, good thing we started talking about it. Oh.
Yeah, hi, Facebook.
I don't know how to use a mouse anymore because I don't use a mouse on any of my, it's hand.
Some screens you got to touch it. You can't use a mouse.
Because Rick last week was saying to me, no, Linda, you can't because I'm pressing go live on the thing. And he's going, no. So I said, well, what do I hit on? I couldn't even figure out how. I haven't used one in so
Lenny,
long.
Lenny, when you and I run the show, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I had a hard night sleeping. So it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. So I go home to myself. If I go back to sleep, I'm going to skip curves this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I was so tired. Okay. But I didn't shut the alarm off. So it's ringing, and I'm going, Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. Alexa. And finally, I'm like almost screaming, Alexa, stop. No, it wasn't on
Alexa. It wasn't Alexa.
It was on my phone.
It was on your phone. I'm like, poor Alexa's going, I stopped
the
alarm.
No, she said, I don't have an alarm or a notification, something like that. I could hear like a quiver in her voice.
You scared poor Alexa.
So then I just got up and got dressed and went to curves.
There you go.
It's like
you had a purpose that day.
You're not going back. But so you people that are seeing us on Facebook right now, I didn't push the button at the beginning of the show because I was so busy talking. But it's all live on YouTube and it'll be on the website and everything. But
I love it.
It's just
oh, you haven't seen Becky in a while. You were chit-chatting.
I was chit-chatting.
Last week, I was in charge.
Yeah, I should.
And you probably hit the button, finally. Yeah,
you should be
finally,
in charge.
When I figured out.
Earlier than 42 minutes
Maybe she should be in charge from now on.
I think so.
You know, when you're nervous and that, you got to do everything right. I was checking things off and...
You're always like that, no matter what.
I know.
We go to get our shots to get the first shot. Oh. She Xeroxes the thing on both sides, you know, so it's both sides of the paper, and leaves the other ones blank, so she's got it all ready for the second shot. We don't have to fill out the paper again. People are looking at her online. And then she's got a Xerox copy of the first one stapled to her folder. That's her shot folder.
Yeah. You're good. Now, have you laminated your card now?
Not yet.
No, because I don't have a good spot for it. It doesn't really fit in the
they're
wallet.
Too big.
They're too
they
big.
They did not plan them to be
wallet
cards.
They didn't think it out. Yes.
Well, why does it have to be so big either?
I don't know.
It's not necessary.
It could have been wallet size.
Yeah. That's what I have it in a pocket. No, and I should laminate
next
it.
Next pandemic, we'll take care of that.
Oh. it's been not a nice year. I just heard on the news, CDC said we can, now that we're past the 2 weeks and that, no problem going to... fly to see grandchildren or whatever.
Yeah, they're saying they're opening up a lot of stuff, but I still think you need some kind of caution.
Well, you have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Because there's others out there who don't. But it's. Yeah. I feel so much better now that I've had the shot.
It's a release.
So many people do. So many people. You know what? We were living in fear for too long.
Yeah.
And it's not good to live in fear. And
no,
we really need to be with each other.
And when you hear about the long-termers, the ones who... They're better, but they have a lot of stuff that's still messed up in their body. They have singing lessons for some because some people can't get their breath.
Yeah, can't get their voice.
Yeah.
But there are people that just saw their loved ones this week for the first time.
Yeah.
For the first time this week, some people after a year.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my family Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Soon.
Christmas of the, not this one, the one before. Yeah.
Well, you know, you think how we feel and how much we miss our family. Think about somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever, and it's just things people maybe forgot about them.
Right.
You know, where is my family? I have a friend who, her husband went into a community like 2 weeks before the pandemic, and he said, "You just left me here on purpose."
Oh.
And they ended up, they almost got divorced after 30-something years.
Wow.
He passed away a couple of months ago, but it was just devastating.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Because no one can understand that. At least our families understand, hey, it just stinks. It is what
right.
it is.
Well, and that's why we created the Cards of Love program.
Yeah, let's talk about those
that.
Cards.
So Cards of Love was something that we did at Assisting Hands, and Michelle Lowak, who's our business development director, has been coordinating this program. She's awesome.
She's a whirlwind.
Tell you what, she does not stop. So we have been working with different people around Pinellas County. And Linda, you're going to be helping us with your Kiwanis Club in Seminole. Yeah. The Breakfast Club over there is going to be helping us. And what we're doing is we're taking note cards, and they can be made by kids, they can be store-bought, they can be handmade, whatever you want to do.
Right.
And just tell somebody, hi, how are you doing? Have
thinking
a great day.
You.
Thinking of you. I hope your day is full of sunshine.
Yeah.
Hope your day is full of smiles.
Have a delicious day.
Yes. I love you. You are loved.
Yeah. Let your light shine.
Put that in a card.
You're
God
important.
Bless you. Yes. Here's a flower for you. And draw a little flower on it. Put a flower sticker on it. Anything like that. And then we're collecting those at Assisting Hands and getting them out to assisted living facilities across Pinellas County, because there are still so many people that are lonely.
Yeah, and everybody loves to get
mail. And that's not just a COVID thing.
No, that should be forever and ever.
We have so many people that don't have family, or their family's not here.
Right.
And they're lonely. And so to open up, I mean, I know I like it when I get a card in the mail. Who doesn't like to get a card in the mail? So we take them into the activities directors at the facilities. They write their names on them, so they're addressed like they got a letter.
Mary or Joe, whoever.
Yes. And then they're in their little mailbox, and when they go to their mailbox, they've got a little letter of love.
I love that.
So if anybody's interested in doing that, again, you can reach out to us at Assisting Hands. You can go to our Facebook page. It's Assisting Hands Serving Pinellas. You can search for us. Shoot me a message, and we'll get you hooked up with Michelle. And
it's a great thing. Just do it with your kids. Yeah. Do it with your grandkids when they come over. You know, my grandkids come over, they expect a craft when they come in my house.
Today.
It's always some kind of craft. But right now, we expect to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Care.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. And we're off. Get your pen and paper. Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do.
Yes, you do.
To RSVP for any of the following events, go to lindaburhans.com, send her a message, and Linda will send you the link. Her journaling workshop for caregivers is the second Monday of each month. The next one is on April 12th at 11 a.m.
Yay.
Yay. And then A Daughter's Journey with Love,
Laughter, and Lessons Learned.
Yeah, thank you. On May 5th at 11 a.m. in Freedom Square. It's also virtual, but you can go there also, and you get free lunch if you go.
Yep, so it'll be either or. Either or. Is that all you got?
Except the conference that
the
you
conference,
can talk.
Which we're still planning for November. But I also have here on Tuesday, April 20th, Arden Quartz is presenting Frontal Temporal Degeneration, FTD, the most common dementia under the age of 60. So it's with Shannon Denny and Esther Kane. And the same thing, if you're interested, just go to my website. I will send you the Zoom link for this. But as I always say, it's so important to know what kind of dementia your loved one has.
Why? Because they are different?
Yeah. Some have...
They act differently?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some have different characteristics. Some have different medications. Some have different disabilities.
Right. And there's different treatment opportunities. So if you don't know what kind you have, you may be receiving the wrong treatment. And some medications are very bad for certain dementias.
Right. Got you.
Right.
So it's a diagnosis incredibly important.
Well, it's very interesting. With the conference coming up, this gentleman contacted me the other day. I think he lives in Georgia. He's a pharmacist. He said, and he took care of his grandma, who had
Becky likes him already.
Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
But she was given some kind of psychotropic drug, whatever, that really messed her up a lot.
Yeah.
And that's when he decided to become a pharmacist.
Wow.
He said, now I'm going to become a pharmacist, and I'm at the drugstore, and every day I see my grandmother coming in with too many meds, with things that don't match up, with one doctor not talking to the other. So now he just educates people on less medications and what to do, and he'll probably be part of the conference. But when he said that to me, he goes, you know, everything was because of his grandma.
Wow.
And because of what he saw, what happened, and now he's going to make a big difference in a lot of people's lives.
What a gift.
Yes, that's very exciting. It's really exciting. But that's very important because, you know, 16 medications are not good.
No.
For anybody.
Jack took 17 medications, and I talked to his doctor. I said, you should take them off all of them and then
start over. Or
start
take
with
most
one.
Because
you don't know how they react together because he's been added new ones over the years. And he says, we can't do that. It would have to be done in a controlled environment. But 17 pills.
That's a lot. Though, you know, I had a daughter reach out to me 2 weeks ago. And she said, you know, Dad's going to his primary care appointment next week. And I really want him to take him off his anxiety medicine. He's doing so good. And I'm afraid it's causing him to sleep. And I just think he needs to just get rid of it. And I said, well, I said, let's think about it. He wasn't put on the anxiety medicine by the primary care doctor. He was put on it by the neurologist. So let's make sure that primary care is talking to neurology,
right,
and they're not contradicting each other. They're collaborating together.
Right.
And she's like, oh, I never thought of that. And I said, well, it's, we just need to all work together.
It's a team. It takes a team. It takes a village.
It is, and there's so many specialties. And the doctors are very good about not crossing their bounds. You've got a cardiologist, you've got a urologist, you've got a neurologist, and they all specialize in their own things, but they all have to work together. And that's where the pharmacist really comes into play. Yes. And that doctor of pharmacology, those are doctors that are back there in the pharmacy. We need to look to our pharmacists and say, okay, can you run through this? And a lot of our great pharmacies have the computer systems that go
automatically
in.
And
my mom called me not too long ago and said, yeah, the pharmacist said, you know, I just wanted to check with you because I saw that your doctor prescribed this. Does she know that you're also on this? And she's like, no, let me give her a call. And they talked about it, and they tweaked the timing of the dosage.
See, that's why the diagnostic clinic used to be good, because all the doctors were there.
Right.
And so they had this computer system. Now you don't get a call back.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But that's wonderful to have a place
but
like
see,
that.
But see, that's why you have to realize you as the caregiver, it's your responsibility. To get this information together, because you can't count on anybody's going to do it.
Sure. And that's an extra service that we've recently added, is we have an RN on staff who's doing nurse care management. Sandy Calvert is with us now. Sandy, she's been an RN for over 40 years.
Wow.
And ran home health agencies, skilled home health agencies for a long time. And Sandy's been working with us now. She came aboard with us during COVID and became our infectious disease nurse to help us, you know, mitigate that. And now she's helping us do some nursing care management.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, it's about time to wrap up here. Any
Is
last
it done
words?
Already? No, just thank you, Linda, for having us on today. If anybody's looking for us, visit us at assistinghands.com/Pinellas.
And your phone number?
727-748-4211.
And all the information is on my website. Thanks for tuning in. I so appreciate your time. I know it's not easy. Tune in next week for another fabulous show. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need a helping hand, and nothing.